from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team.
Final hour fist pump time on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. Ooh, Carter Freeman not doing it. Ooh. Not a good start to
Nailing
the week.
In.
I thought we all bonded more. Carter got his praise.
2 hours late today.
And Oxnard, he got his praise, and then he's like, screw it. I don't need a fist pump. Final hour to start off the show. Awesome. Live on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube.
He's yelling at me through the window.
Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. Back. I'm not even looking up. To see the yelling and the screaming. Nick Eatman from Oxnard to recap Cowboys Rams at 9:20, DallasCowboys.com. It looks like he might be coming in here. I just heard the
He's
door slam.
Set the building on fire.
Nick Eatman, 9:20, right here on your home of the Cowboys. But RJ Choppy, unload your final notes in the final pedal to the metal Olympics.
All right, baby. I am going to I'm going to delay the tease as long as I possibly can to give it as little minutes.
Now, look, the intro to pedal to the metal is what? We're not talking until it's decided?
Until it's settled.
Yeah, we won't talk boxing until the gender thing's settled.
That's
RJ
right.
Choppy puts his pedal to the metal.
Has it been settled in y'all's minds?
Look, I don't know. Like I still don't know what the hell the whole thing is. It's like IBA, the International Boxing Association, yes. Which
the controversial female boxer did end up winning the gold.
Two of them. Both of them did. Yes, both boxers, Lin Yutang and Iman Khalif, both wound up winning gold in their respective weight classes.
And they were not allowed to compete. Previously, I'm hearing a lot of door slamming.
I don't think Carter knows that I'm joking around with him.
they were allowed, obviously, to compete with the Olympics, but not by another committee.
Yeah, the IBA, which a year ago banned them based on a failed gender test, said that both fighters had XY chromosomes within their bloodstream, within their blood. They were born with a gender disorder, right? And they banned them. And the IOC is like, well, we don't really agree with your findings, so we're going to allow them to fight. That's basically like without getting into too much of the blood work stuff. By the way, the IBA did a press conference. It was one of the most insane press conferences people have ever heard. Like, people were walking out of it. The mics kept cutting out. They were like, it was this one doctor was like, he was like, I'm not talking blood work with you because you're not a doctor. It was crazy. So Khalif filed a complaint due to abuse over gender at the Olympics at the end of the games.
Hate speech.
Yeah. She said, like, hey, I'm filing this complaint over hate speech. I don't know what's going to come of this, but yeah. It was obviously a very, very big stain on the entire Olympics. And regardless of whether you think that these fighters should be allowed, the embarrassment that they had to go through.
Yeah.
Like the entire world thinking that these women are men or vice versa, whatever. Like, that has to be maddeningly embarrassing for them.
No doubt.
What is this? But what is the complaint? Like, the complaint is with what body and the complaint? I mean,
the complaint is with IBA. The IBA versus the IOC.
Okay, so who is she? Like, is she making a complaint against officials? Or is she making a complaint against social media?
Oh, that complaint. Okay.
Forget about the complaint for a sec. What do you believe is the truth? I'm dying to know from everyone. What do you believe is the truth?
I believe...
Were these fighters mislabeled and owed an apology? Or did they transition? Did they have both chromosomes and then went one way more towards the male side as they grew up and matured through life?
I don't believe...
And should they have been allowed to compete and win their golds?
I don't believe they had any surgical transition. I think they were born with X and Y chromosomes and... I think I can say this word. It's scientific. Female genitalia. That's what I believe. And so, I mean, that's now the question then at that point is like, okay, but is that still fair?
Right.
Is there like those are still questions you can ask, but like, I mean, it's a case of all the evidence we've been presented says that they are by a lot, like in terms of their actual outward, you know, organs, they are female. They have X and Y chromosomes.
All right. Let's say the average male athlete has a testosterone level of 1,000.
Okay.
And the average female athlete has a testosterone level of 200.
Okay.
Let's say Khalif has a testosterone level of 500.
Mm.
But still a woman.
Yes.
And LeBron James has a testosterone level of 1,500. Like,
Then she should be allowed to compete under those terms.
Right.
In my opinion.
Like, athletes generally, I believe, have higher testosterone levels than the general population. Or freakish ability to do things.
Yeah.
Right? Athletes don't operate on a normal curve of regular people.
Yeah, like Wilt Chamberlain, like...
He's a freak.
He's a freak.
The fact that he can have that many encounters of the bedroom variety and not have to... Before Viagra and BlueChew.com, promo code RJ, and be able to do that for that long, dude's a freak. Okay? Like, athletes are just, you know, like, they have otherworldly... They're more evolved. Like, the testosterone level... I don't care if her testosterone levels are higher or not. I care. Does she have a male ding dong, and did she get the benefit of male puberty? That's the other big thing. Like, the IOC has it now. I think it's a rule now where if you went through puberty as a male, you can't compete in women's sports. I totally agree with that. Male puberty is I'm seeing my kids go through this
every day. You're
I
talking
mean,
about
my
it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I wake him up. It takes him 15 minutes to get out of bed. He's wide awake. I know why he's staying in bed. Okay, I know exactly why he's staying in bed still. Yeah. All right, that's male puberty.
Yes.
Look, this is not... I mean, you wanted to do the topic, Sean? This is not Leah Thomas, okay? This is not Leah Thomas, you know, flipping in the middle of a swimming career.
That... Big
and
problem.
Then
don't
crushing
that.
Yeah. Female swimming records. Yeah. That's not this. This is a boxer who has lost 9 matches in their career. Like, there have been...
She's not invincible.
There have been plenty of... If you want to make a distinction, or you're saying traditional women, or however you want to say it, plenty of them have beat her in boxing before. So this is not some ridiculous, unfair competitive advantage.
My basic moral take at the end of this is... Look, if you're going to do something, you're going to have surgery and transition. That's unfair. That should not be allowed if you're going to be competing against other female athletes. But I feel like, man, it's just a microcosm of how ugly the world is today, that people are way too free. Remember how I've said over the past 10 years, people have become way too free with calling people racists? Like, we've gotten way too comfortable and way too free. We've gotten way too comfortable and free with this stuff, too. Whether it's, you know, Michelle Obama and other people. Like, man, to me, that's a serious, serious thing. One of the worst nightmares ever would be my daughter, like, not looking like a supermodel and being called the opposite sex and made fun of. Like, that is a devastating, like... Yeah. That's just mean, man. That really does. I'm not mm-hmm. a cheesy, corny person. That makes my heart hurt a little bit. Like, that someone has to go through that and bullied and, like, made fun of. If it's not accurate, especially.
Right. Like, if they have female body parts and they have a uterus and they could create
then you compete against women.
I don't care what their chromosomes are. I don't care what their testosterone level is.
Yeah.
All right. Were they born with any male genitalia? If the answer is no, then I don't care what their testosterone
is. It's cool for you to be a male freak, right? But if you're a female freak, then you get labeled a freak. Like, Adrian Peterson was a freak, but it's cool with men.
Adrian Peterson is just different. Like, he's just built different. Like,
yeah, you know, LeBron James is a freak.
LeBron James is what...
But if you're a female freak, then we got to call you the opposite sex.
LeBron James has the athleticism and the size of the male human in the year 3030.
Yeah.
Like, he's just more advanced. But that's
I want to be clear for anyone freaking out right now on the text and YouTube. If there was a surgical change and that is used for a competitive advantage, that's wrong and should be disqualified and not allowed to compete. If that's the case, we don't know.
I feel like where this is heading ultimately is going to be in future stuff. You're going to see, and it's going to be wildly controversial, it'll be the next thing, but you're going to see the standard becomes like you're going to need a doctor's evaluation, basically. Like, that they are going to physically evaluate
you. Like Choppy's physical later today.
Yeah.
Pedal to the metal continuing on 105.3 The Fan.
All right. So that is the Khalif and Tank situation. Now, how about this? What about breakdancing, Sean?
Oh, man. This video was amazing.
So there's an Olympian/college professor.
I thought you were going to OnlyFans, and I was going to ask you, which are you going to pay for Khalif's OnlyFans?
There you go. That's one way to find out.
Sean Khalif.
So breakdancing was in the Olympics, and there is a lady from Australia, a college professor, going viral for people what they're saying is the absolute funniest of work breakdancing performances ever. It was amazing. And I did watch some of this. How this is an Olympic sport, I do not know. I mean, put ballroom dancing in here, not ball dancing, jeez. Jeez. Ballroom dancing left in the Olympics.
That, left that topic.
You want to throw ballroom dancing in? Fine. West Coast swing, the waltz. You want to throw the waltz in there? Do that. If breakdancing is an actual Olympic sport. I thought this was awful. Awful television. Great television, but awful television.
And the girl that wasn't even cool, fast, I know. Funny. I mean, it was funny. It's funny breakdancing. Well, I wasn't like, whoa, this is a skill. This is awesome.
It was like watching Napoleon Dynamite up there.
Yes.
That's what it was. And then last one, Bobby, I don't know who saw this one coming, but three German swimmers got very sick after swimming in the Seine River from the duty water. This poop water is just disgusting. Can we please put these poor Olympians, who two of them wound up in the hospital.
That water looked dirty, too.
It looked disgusting. They're being treated in the hospital for nausea, vomiting, diarrhea from the duty water in this stupid river. Can we just put these poor Olympians in a pool? Like, are they going to have them swim in this same event when they go to LA in the LA River where the T-1000 drove the big rig through in Terminator 2?
No, did you see what yesterday they were saying will be LA's version of the Seine River will be clean enough to swim in? LA is saying their 2028 Olympics will be a no car games. You are only going to be able to access the Olympics by public transportation. They are banning cars from the streets for the Olympics.
Ooh.
So in 4 years, we'll hear about that meltdown.
Wow. Pedal to the metal with Ralph James Choppy for the Monday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on DFW Sports Station. What do we think of the new kickoff, and what grade is Nick Eatman giving Trey Lance in his debut against the Rams? Back out to Oxnard, the site of Cowboys training camp, with Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now Lance in, Cooper back to throw, deep ball left, Jaylen Brooks at the 15-yard line. One-on-one coverage by Cameron McCutcheon, a rookie, and Jaylen Brooks with a big play. And that's 43 yards and a first down.
Cooper Rush getting it done with the bomb. Trey Lance, what do y'all think? Sean, RJ, and Bobby on the home of the Cowboys as they lose to the Rams yesterday, 13-12 on DFW Sports Station. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpieces coming up at 9:40. Out to Oxnard with Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. And I was watching the pregame. They were honoring Nick. Well, not really any special honor or anything. They just acknowledged it. They said it quickly. Mm-hmm. 25 years. Was that yesterday, 25-year yes. anniversary working for the Cowboys?
Yes, August 11th. Yeah, I say it every year, but this year you're at 25. And it was really cool because I showed a couple of people this photo of me in 1999 interviewing Jerry, and they recreated the pic. They showed it to Jerry, and he not really recreated it because he just started talking, but it was a cool pic of us on the sideline. So 25 years later, it's pretty neat.
So 25 years.
I want to see that pic because I was just about to say you don't age.
Oh, I think I do.
Oh, I
you need to see the photo. I can send it to you.
So Nick, I was when I saw your 25 years, I was like, oh, I know the thing I'm going to ask him. What has been your like most thoroughly Dallas Cowboys day working there in 25 years? The day where it's like, this is insane. Like there's so much going on here. Is it the is it the TO overdose? Would that be the one?
I mean, I don't want to get million like, reasons. Yeah, that was up there. That was crazy. You know, when you find yourself like we went down to where he lived and was trying to like talk to him. I don't remember. you know, not to get kind of sad on it, but it's hard to not think about the 2009, May 2nd, 2009, when the practice facility collapsed on us when we were in there. Like that was pretty, unbelievable. But not to bring it down like that. But, you know, I people say, wow, 25 years, you've seen it all. And I correct them about the NFC Championship game. But, but you know, it's been a blessing, honestly. And Jerry really, really said some great things to me on the field, just about, you know, just taking advantage of the opportunity, and you know, and because I was this young guy working for the website that hadn't even, you know, really started yet, and so it was really cool. It was a cool moment. It was a cool day, you know, all the way around.
Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Speaking of Jerry on the field, with your pregame TV coverage, what did you make of what he had to say about Lamb after last week's comments?
Yeah, he needed, you know, he wanted to clarify a little bit. And basically, I guess what he was saying was, we don't need him right now.
Look at these photos of Nicky. I mean, he just sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What a young buck.
Oh. Yes.
Back when he was, so how long did you wear the suit and tie for?
I don't remember how that went. I mean, but I remember that day. And I don't know why I'm looking like this. I don't know why I'm kind of looking off like I'm disinterested, like I'm looking at somebody else, like I'm pulling the Clarence Hill where you interview someone and then you're looking to see what else is. I mean, it's Jerry Jones. I mean, what else? Who else are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how long I did that, but
sorry, I threw things off.
Yeah, it's okay. I think, you know, he's saying there's no sense of urgency because nothing matters right now. I don't need you to play these games. I don't need you to really practice right this second. So I don't think his urgency is there to get it done because I don't think he feels like he's missing anything. It's the same with Zach Martin. And then there's going to be that point in time when they're like, all right, let's get it done. And there will be a sense of urgency.
Your headline on DallasCowboys.com. The number one topic, of course, is Trey Lance, and your headline is "Not Many Mistakes or Plays from Trey Lance." Assess his game for us through your eyes.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, he missed a lot of throws, even the ones they caught. His receivers were having to do a lot of work for him.
Yeah.
Nothing was – I mean, he wouldn't have gotten along with Terrence Williams very well, who wanted the ball right in the chest. Like, there was none of that going on. It really was – It was just so inaccurate. And even the, you know, screen passes and things like that, just nothing was easy for the receivers. And I honestly thought he was going to play better. I really did. I thought he would have some moments where he would struggle with accuracy, but he would also command the, you know, the offense and make a little bit more plays with his legs and then hit a few passes here and there. And, you know, with all that time, I thought he would do a lot better than that. And so that was a little disappointing. And I say that about the mistakes. I mean, there was another guy throwing, you know, interceptions left and right. But did Stetson Bennett have like the Tony Romo game against the Bills? I mean, is that pretty much
basically
what happened?
Similar, yeah.
You know, and I actually remembered, and it wasn't just that Romo game. It was one against the Raiders that I always loved talking about 20 years ago when it looked like he was going to get cut and he had a terrible game. But after that interception got called back, I was like, I looked at Derek Eagleton next to me. I go, he's going to go win the game. There's no doubt about it. Now he's done this, he's going to get another chance. He's going to go win the game. And they did. But I want to see even more. Trey Lance, I'll do it again. I think he should start. I don't need to see anything of Cooper Rush anymore. He's going to be ready. Yep. He's steady Eddie. He's good to go. He's your backup. No doubt about it. Let this guy start. And whoever's going to play in the first team, give him as much reps as he possibly can with them. But, you know, it was a little disappointing, I thought, in the first time out.
Totally agree. So was he at least on time with his throws? Was he making the right reads? Like, it's tough to tell on TV.
Yeah, not really. I mean, you know, the passes, they weren't on time. I mean, even the screen, the slants, the screens, I just felt like every time I looked up, Flannoy and Cropper were having to jump here and go back here, and it just, the ball just wasn't there. It just looked like it was 3.5 quarters of rust. And let's be fair about that. I mean, he hadn't played since last year, and I should have done this research. You guys know, did he even play in the preseason last year with the Niners? He might have. He didn't play the last game, of course, because he got traded to Dallas, but he might have played a game or two. before that. I'm not really
Bobby
sure.
Bobby will find it in a second.
Yeah, but either way, we're talking about a full year of not playing in the game. And, it looked that way. It really did. It looked rusty. But, I'm looking forward to seeing him again next week in Vegas.
You know, Nick, we've talked about these, and we're talking to Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com. We talk about how we all want to see him play the entire game, and we want to see, get him all the reps he needs. Do these games, without first-teamers in there with him and this, do these games really matter to the Cowboys, do you think, in their evaluation of Trey Lance, or are they more concerned with what they see from him at practice and what they're seeing in those situations?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I do think the games, matter a little more than practice, but you're right, it's who's around them. If he's going to get any first-team reps at practice, then that matters, or when they go up against the Rams and things like that. Obviously a big deal there, but I just think reps are reps. I mean, some are more than others. I get that. But anytime he can get out there, the game matters. The lights are on. Want to see how you perform there. Because we saw it with Dak, obviously when his rookie year. But as I keep pointing out that this is not the same. I mean, this is his fourth year, and he was the third overall pick. So this is not like, well, Dak was a gamer. That was rookie Dak. This is a guy that he should be a lot further along than this. And so I don't know. I've been saying this too. He's not going to be the backup. I mean, there's no way he's the backup quarterback. He's not been better than Cooper Rush in any play. So now he's just got to figure out if the Cowboys, want him on the team, and if he should be a guy that should be on this team, and when the roster spots get cut down. I think he will, though. I think he will. I think he'll play better in these next two games.
Nick, by the way, Trey Lance did play in the preseason last year. Yeah, an efficient 22 of 33 for two touchdowns.
Not bad.
Nick, what else?
22 of 33?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else jumped out to you from yesterday, if anything, and how serious is the Udoga injury?
Well, he's in a walking boot yesterday. Then again, walking boots, we've been told around this summer, that doesn't always mean a lot, but he was in a boot. Looked like it. I heard toe and foot, but that could be. I thought it was serious enough to pull out Tyler Guyton for the rest of the game because he only got that one series in the first half, but then he came back in the second. We'll see. I mean, I would imagine this could be the rest of the preseason type of thing for him. Marquise Bell, obviously 9 tackles. I mean, that stood out the way he played there and got the interception. I thought he was really good. I thought. I like Willie Harvey, 55. I think he's going to make it interesting for them at linebacker. But there was not a lot of other guys that did anything, really. Is it Spanford? Brevin Spanford and John Stevens, they look like they got a little something there at tight end. It's going to be interesting to see how they cut that position down. I thought it was nice to see Hunter Lipke basically lining up at tight end the first couple of plays of the game. He looks like an H-back type of role that they're creating for him. So that whole tight end fullback thing is going to be really fun to watch. But the running back, Malik Davis didn't do a whole lot. I mean, it just there wasn't just a lot of great plays, I tweeted out. I'd like to see touchdowns with the football that I'm watching, and I didn't see any. It was kind of meh. And the defense gave him a lot of opportunities. That's the thing. You get 4 interceptions like that, and you only get 4 field goals. That's, not good.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for the new kickoff?
It was fine. Thumbs up because I know it's still vanilla. It's gonna be fun to see the new wrinkles and things like that. But I'm a fan of the play. I like the kickoff return, and if whatever brings it back to the point where now we have to go sit, don't go get something to eat or drink in the press box. Watch the kickoff, and I think that's gonna be fun because I do enjoy that play. It's a really fun play.
Are you able to explain it?
For how long? What are you giving me?
Dude, Bones Fossil went.
I saw that.
This guy, he did it in the media tent when we were in Oxnard, and then he went with Kyle Yeomans. Oh, what a dude.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to explain it.
I was just seeing if you knew the rule.
Nick,
I know the rule. I know the rule, but it is weird when you're like, where's the ball going to be? And it's like, it could be at the 40 if you don't kick it to the landing zone. It could be at the 30 if you kick it out of the landing zone and out of the end zone. It could be at the 20 if you can dribble it into the end zone, and it'll be at the 10 if they basically get a holding penalty at the 20-yard line and it's back to the 10. I mean, it could be anywhere. I mean, that's what, I guess what makes it kind of fun is you never know where the ball's going to start.
Nick, thumbs up, thumbs down on Mozzie Smith's performance yesterday, who we're hearing that he's had better practices out in Oxnard recently.
Yeah, I just don't even put the hand out. I mean, it's not even a thumbs down or a thumbs up. It was just whatever. I watched it, and he's got to fight off those double teams, you know. And the whole defensive line was not good there. They were getting kind of pushed around at time in the tackle position. That seems like one they got to get more depth in here. I don't think you've got all your defensive tackles on the roster here. So to answer the question about him, I thought he was okay. But, you know, and maybe with Osa next to him, it would be better. But he's got to just show more of that grit and that strength that you keep hearing about. And I just feel like they can wall him off if they want to. But behind him, there's not much there either. So they've really, to me, this is a position that's got to be addressed.
Thank you, brother. Congrats on 25. Get some
Thanks,
sleep.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I will. Thanks, guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Let's crosstalk with Kevin from Garland and the rest of the KMC Masterpiece next. Let's crosstalk with the KMC.
Where's the enthusiasm? I haven't seen you in this room in a while.
I just saw you.
I said in this room.
48 hours ago. I was trying to come in cool and smooth.
I told your wife that I was heartbroken that the baby didn't come, but I understood why the baby wasn't there.
So I can get CPS called on me?
No, I just really wanted to see the baby.
You know, I already brought out my 4-year-old, and he was sweating to death.
When's he going to get a haircut, by the way?
What's that?
When's he going to get a haircut?
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Was that subtle? Wow.
I'm not, listen, no,
welcome
no.
Welcome to our
else,
side,
everyone
Corey.
Else said my kid was
adorable.
Beautiful and
He's
good
an
looking.
Adorable child. But is that a you thing or is that an
no,
Amanda
it's a,
thing?
It's a lazy thing. Okay. He needs a haircut.
Okay, all right.
That's true.
Adrian,
you're lucky that insult was accurate.
Huh. Adrian's was always like, let their hair grow. And I was like, they need flat tops. You know,
oh,
I was
no,
like,
no, no. He needs a haircut.
I thought you were going to be very stringent, high and tight, just like, you know.
Well, he's a pain in the ass. I can't. We can't just like any kid.
He's
like,
4.
We're not like, hey, we're going to the barbershop. You're gonna sit there for 25 minutes, yeah. And be cool. It's like you know,
negotiation and demands.
Yeah, it's like a rodeo.
Yeah, oh, it's
roping
a rodeo.
This kid down.
Get the old buzzers out. Just do it yourself, right? That's what we did. We did one time. With my
he's
kids.
Too good looking for me to mess up.
He's a handsome kid. Handsome kid.
Hair. Thanks, I guess, Corey.
My favorite part is you go, you're lucky that insult was accurate. Is that how you... I know,
that's
I like
your
it.
Life.
I think that's tremendous.
You know, is there truth to what you're saying?
Sure.
I give you props. He needs a damn haircut.
That's why you've always given me a pass on the dark roast, Higgy, is because you say, is it true? If
yes.
It's true, you can say it.
Where were your children?
So the older one was working, and... Then Jess asked about bringing Noah out because they had like another event. And I go, yeah, by the time you get here, I don't think I'll be here too much longer. And it's super, super hot.
Oh.
And so well, I recommended.
Hot enough for my baby, my newborn.
I recommended that they don't come out there. But then I ended up being there longer than I thought I would.
Yeah, my kid, my middle and youngest were swimming. And then my oldest went to go see Deadpool. Here's a question I have.
I can't wait to see your kids for me to give you an observation.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. My oldest, just wait. Yeah. He needs a haircut for sure.
Once he get his eyebrows plucked.
He went to go to see Deadpool.
Don't know that he's bad. I'm just joking.
They got denied. So he's 16. And I guess it's rated R.
17.
17? Yeah. And so he got this.
This kid's 16.
Tickets.
You know his kid's age?
No, I'm saying. No. I'm saying you have to be 17 to get into rated R.
And so he went and he paid, bought the ticket. And as they're walking through, didn't buy it online, bought it from the people at the front and got to the ticket counter. And the dude was like, I got to see your IDs. And so all 4 of the kids, they had IDs. I don't remember like the last time.
I like that.
I don't think that ever happened to me. I always got into rated R movies.
That happened to me at The Departed. I bought tickets to The Departed, and then they sold them to me, and then we walked up, and they're like, no, you can't.
Wow.
You can't.
God, I think I was 30 when
because
The Departed
came out.
Because
they thought you were underage?
I was 17, or I was 16. I wasn't 17
God!
Yet.
Hold on. How old are you now?
I'm 35.
Is that true?
The part of it was only 19 years ago?
They're like, sir, I don't
think
so.
The part of it was 06. It was. It was 2006. I hadn't turned, I hadn't turned 17
like, sir,
yet.
They're like, sir, you're wearing a hoodie out today.
It's July.
You're old enough to
literally 1,000 degrees out of here.
Conscious decisions. What up, Mikey?
Hello.
How yeah, don't question me. That's right. You can side eye all you want. Don't question me.
I feel like I haven't seen you for how long would it
be? It'd be a month almost.
Last Friday?
You have questions about?
No, go ahead.
Last Friday?
Wasn't he was it? Out last week.
No, I know, but last Friday.
No,
no, I mean in California. Person.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
well, so they had an impact on you.
It'd be July 24th was the last time we saw him. So that's yes.
Oh wow, that's nice that you know that so quickly.
Well, it was the day we flew up.
I'm glad you remember that.
What's coming up on the show?
Big Brain.
Big Brain, Choppy. Which Cowboys earned a spot, if any, yesterday? Probably none.
Really,
and also. Our new Olympic segment.
Oh, why are you saying it like this?
Conundrum?
Conundrum.
I like it.
You decided a new segment.
Every day.
Final day.
Every Olympics, we had a new segment.
Every day.
They
renamed. Yeah, he renamed the segment every single day. And
last
this is
time
the last
it was
one.
We the Steeple.
That's really impressive that you guys have a new intro for that every day.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. We just have a different title.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're not pre-produced intro like we have.
We don't have a producer.
We'll have a producer at some point.
I wouldn't insult Reggie like that.
Our producer didn't make the open anyway, so don't worry.
You didn't either.
Reggie said he didn't think it as an insult.
AI.
He's not doing the work.
AI should AI be a producer. It.
Oh, that would be cool.
AI is just doing everything for us.
We talk about practice?
Sean? Not that AI.
Oh.
Were the Olympics better than what you thought?
I'm
leaving with a more positive impression of what I thought it was going to be.
Totally. I thought they were pretty good. And like the ratings were through the roof, at least early on. Pat Doney was like, dude, because NBC, he was like, the ratings are just
monster.
Skyrocketing. Now, everything was down in 2021 with Tokyo. Of course, like they were like.
No crowds.
Well, it was also so far.
The time difference.
This was like, I think France is like 6 hours from the Eastern time. So it's like 7 or 8 hours from, you know. Central and mountain, so it's like not that bad.
The gold medal win over France, Bobby retweeted, drew 19.5 million viewers, most watched since the 96 Atlanta Olympics. It peaked at 22.7 million.
It's like a Caitlin Clark game, just a regular old Caitlin
the
Clark
men's
game.
Or the women's?
The men's.
The men's, okay.
I have to imagine the women's will get a pretty probably big rating too, right?
Yeah.
That game was super exciting.
Not the first half. That was awful.
It was very competitive.
Good. Yeah, very competitive. That's a nice way. Should Steph or LeBron have won Olympics MVP?
LeBron.
Is there such thing?
Yep. I didn't know either.
We didn't know there was either, but there is.
Who won it?
LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, Steph, that last 2 minutes was special.
Last two games.
That was special to watch. But yeah, LeBron did all the other stuff. He did everything. He filled every other crack from there. He was like, I'm perfectly fine with that dude scoring all the points. I'll just do everything else from there.
I thought the defense that he played on Jokic when they switched up in the semis was really top notch.
When he couldn't defend him?
No, he did. They switched off of Embiid some.
Dude, it's just the level of moral support I feel like Jason Tatum gave that basketball team, though. Like, really carried it. Look, I sent articles in my prep about support, Sean. You know that. And how it carried certain Olympic teams here. And so that's what it did with the basketball
team. Was your favorite, then, Tyrese Halliburton's tweet?
Yes.
Yes, honestly, just compare the differences. Tyrese Halliburton takes a picture with his gold medal, and he says, when you do nothing on the group project, and he's still getting an A. And then Jason Tatum is sharing on his Instagram story screenshots of tweets saying, we will avenge Jason Tatum.
Oh, no.
He got 11 minutes. It's not like he didn't play.
Oh, that's
He did play 11 minutes.
He didn't play in the semifinal. I think there was
two games
he didn't play at all.
Two games.
But there are matchups. And
yeah.
I just do think when all the superstars get together, it's interesting to see like the separation of who's really the big dogs.
Yeah.
All right. This was LeBron, Durant, and Steph on one tier. Yep. And then, I mean, in Steve Kerr's eyes, Devin Booker was on that second tier along with who else?
Dude,
Anthony
Edwards.
Even Anthony Edwards got pushed back like, yo, man, like, know your role, right? When we're watching regular season and playoffs, it's like this guy's giving it to Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns. Here's the dream team or whatever you want to call it. And it's like, take a back seat. You're a role player. You're a role guy around here with everyone else.
Embiid was big in the down the stretch against Serbia. He leaned into the whole villain arc there with those crowds, like just loving it. So,
and he's going to play for another country next time. Nice little flip-flop right there.
Yeah, because he can, right? He has the ability to play for France
again?
Is that where he was?
I think also Cameroon.
Right?
He can also play for another country, too. Like, I think he has four choices.
I would just go do that, man.
Marcus Stroman has done in the World Baseball Classic. He played for the United States in his prime, and now that he's not good enough for that, he's played for, like, three other countries.
He's the James Harden of the Olympics.
I mean, boy, I'll tell you, he is a maddening pitcher to watch.
Who?
Stroman. He is a nibbler, man. Like, I don't think he throws a fastball anymore. If he does, his fastball is 83. Because everything seems to be like a changeup low. Everything. It's maddening to watch that guy pitch.
Did you work Rangers pre and post?
Saturday.
How much life did this series take out of you if you're looking at the phone charger? A little bit?
Oh, I was
good
done.
Amount.
I was done after the Houston loss on Thursday? No, Wednesday. They had a
Wednesday.
I can't.
Yeah,
remember.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
The Fromber game or the one after?
The series. It's over. Like, at this point, they have to go 30-13, I believe, to get to 85 wins, which probably won't do it. Yeah. They're not going 30-13. Nope, to me, I talked about it on Friday. This is now about 2025. I want them to change their mentality. I'll just bring it up. I'll bring it up again in Baseball Nuggets. 16 hits on the game they won. And I'm glad they played a doubleheader. I think they would have got swept if they didn't have a doubleheader.
Oh, really?
Like, I think the doubleheader, because 70% of the time you're going to split. Like, it's very rare that a team sweeps the doubleheader day. So, I mean, the odds are, no matter how bad the team is and how good the team is, you'll usually split a doubleheader. 16 hits in that game that they won. 14 of them were singles. They are the last and by far the last team in doubles this year in Major League Baseball. Worse than the White Sox, worse than the Rockies, worse than whatever team you want to say. They have the least amount of doubles in all of baseball, and it's by far. I have to see if we can steal second base. Now, Bruce Bochy does not like stealing second base. In his history of managing, he does not like stealing. He just doesn't believe in it. Mm. Unless it's a free base, I'm not stealing. I need them because they're a singles team. And the future probably suggests they're a singles team. Evan Carter's not on the team because he's hurt. Wyatt Langford can run. Fail at stealing, fine. But we have to learn how to steal second base. Marcus Semien under Chris Woodward stole, I want to say, 25 bags. So did Adolis Garcia. Most likely Adolis isn't on the team in 2025. But if he is, I need Wyatt Langford to steal 30 bags next year. I need Evan Carter, if he's healthy, to steal 30 bags next year. I need Marcus Semien, and if Adolis Garcia are on the team, I need them to steal 20-plus bags next year.
So I get why Bochy didn't want to do that before, but with the new bags, why has he not changed his philosophy?
I just think there's a belief of, I'm not going to give possibly a free out.
Did he identify his team wrong, too? Did he not recognize that they're just a single hitting team and not the same team?
I think the first 60 games of last year and the homers and the doubles, and then they repeated it in October.
Right.
So he goes into the season going, why would I steal? Even though they've made the rules much more favorable to steal, why would I do it if I have all of these guys? Last year, I believe Seager led the American League. It might have been all of baseball, but in his limited games, he led the American League, if not the major leagues, in doubles last year. Right now, I think he's tied for 31st in Major League Baseball in doubles because he has 15, and I might just be American. Like, they don't hit doubles. I'm not saying Seager's having a bad year overall. I think he has 40 extra base hits. Last year, in 119 games, he had 42 doubles.
God. Yeah, if you would have made that change after last year, they were third in home runs in all of baseball last year. We'd be like, are you stupid? Like, how did you win all these championships? So now they're 17th in home runs. So do you?
That's actually better than I would have guessed.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you do it if you're like...
And last in doubles, and I bet close to last in triples.
Yeah.
So I just think you have to change your philosophy of, we have to try to steal bases. We have to... You'll see the Boston Red Sox do this possibly tonight through Wednesday, and they're a better offensive team. They hit the ball further. They hit more doubles. man, are they aggressive on the bases. They and they'll will put pressure on easy. You. They'll hit and run. They'll steal. It's like, we have to do that. We do not have an offensive team. We are a below average offensive team. And in that way, you have to now steal, hit and run, bunt. You have to do those things to try to generate runs.
You think Jaren Duran will be doing a lot of that, Kevin?
Man, that apology came out really quickly.
As it should have.
Yeah.
Red Sox PR is like, uh-oh. Like, they were on that fast.
Sometimes I wonder, and this may be a conversation for another day, do people like those kind of apologies that feel like I plugged in like a Mad Lib apology of like, here's the things? Or do you want him to like talk like a real human being and be like, that was really effing stupid?
I thought when I heard Sean this morning, when I heard you say your friend was like, he'll never buy a drink again here
in Boston.
If he just came out and was like, you know what? I say that all the time. I shouldn't have said it this time so loud. Would people be like, you know what?
I'm all right with that guy. Austin.
We're in a new age of reacting to sensitive information. Mm. People may be more down for it. I don't know. They good might not question. Be. Well, now you want to shut your mouth. You want to be a little smart ass with your comments throughout all crosstalk. Now you want to bite your tongue.
I just didn't have anything real smart ass to say there.
All right. The KMC Masterpiece is next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.